So, Henri, tell me, it's been 20 years. Man, how does that feel?
It doesn't feel quite like 20 years, but it's just been a tremendous experience. So many memorable moments, so many students that we've met, families we've worked with, organizations, different functions that we've been a part of. It's just been a tremendous honor to do something like this here in the city of Buffalo.
Let's talk about the fact of where you've come. This is a big event and people from the past playing with students from the present. You know, how does that feel to be a teacher here in Buffalo and in Western New York, really, for this long and to see kind of it's almost like getting the band back together, right?
Yes, I think back to our first classes, which were held in June of 1999. And actually, one of our instructors that teaches with us now was in that first class. I have some students coming back for the party that we'll see and that were in that first class. But so many students have come through the program that message me, that email me, that email us, that we see out at different functions. And it's just really touching to see them grow up. We even have some students who bring their children to some of our programs. And to think back over all the years, there's a saying that if you do what you love, then you'll never work a day in your life. And though the time has passed, it doesn't seem like it's really been that long when you're engaged in this kind of labor.
And let me ask, first off, 20 years ago, when you started, what was your mission? And now, 20 years later, has that mission changed?
20 years ago, I just graduated from college. Maybe it was about a year after graduation, and I began teaching in Buffalo. And as I would teach and perform around the community, there would be families that would ask me if I could instruct their children, and that's how I got started teaching, as privately, individually, as well as in Buffalo Public Schools and other programs. And then Muhammad Sclem Music was launched in June of 1999 as a means of offering the gift of violin, of classical music, to a community, the black community of Buffalo, a community that may not have necessarily had access or interest in an instrument like the violin. 20 years later, I could probably say the thousands of students that have come through my various programs in Buffalo Public Schools and other schools and through Muhammad Sclem Music, I think that and just the overall exposure of seeing accomplished black classical musicians, the guest artists that we bring into town and the concerts that we host, I think it's really changed the overall view of what can be done with classical music in terms of black, Latino, minority children. When they see a young black child playing the violin, hopefully it inspires them to know that they too can play the violin like that.
Are you teaching not just violin, but are you talking about things like teaching community engagement and those aspects as well?
Absolutely. There's a saying, and of course my last name is Muhammad, but there's a saying that if the mountain won't come to Muhammad, then Muhammad must go to the mountain. And classical music, even in college, my personal philosophy with classical music was and is that if classical music is not bringing people to it, and it's not actually, then classical music must go to the people. And so, Muhammad Sclem Music, we're well comfortable playing at Klein Hands. We'll be there on Tuesday night. But we're also comfortable playing in churches and community centers and outdoor music festivals and private homes. And so we love to take the music out and introduce it to the community and anyone that wants to hear what we have to share.